Well, folks, my name is Kutcher Edwards. I'm a Mati Mati, Yorta Yorta, Nari Nari man. I currently live down on the Bass Coast and have been here for about 11 or 12 years. People would suggest that I'm a singer-songwriter, but I believe I'm more than that. I'm a educator. I'm a peer listener. But I do what I can do for not only my family but for my people. So hopefully that explains who I am. I am based in Victoria. I am not a Victorian. I was born in New South Wales, but because of circumstance, back in the 60s, got forcibly removed and brought down to Melbourne here, and have been here for a very long time. But realistically, there wouldn't have been Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland prior to 1788, if we're talking holistic learning here. Yeah, it doesn't really matter if I am New South, or what do they call it, Nova Castrian or Victorian. I'm a Mati Mati, Yorta Yorta, Nari Nari warrior, to be more specific. Yeah. I'll get up in the morning, obviously have my cuppa like I'm having now, and I reflect. I reflect on, you know, even just mentioning who I am and where I'm from, and the fact that I was removed from my parents because of, not circumstance, but because of politics. And so I wake up and I reflect. Yesterday, being the 14th of January each year, is my mother's birthday, and I sit and reflect, and I wonder what the world would have been like if I did grow up with my mum, rather than, yeah, being unfortunate to have not grown up with her as a child. I went to live with her as a 13-year-old, and life is different. So on a day like January 26th each year, you'll wake up and you want a better tomorrow for your family, yourself, your family and your people. But we live in a world controlled by outside influences. And so I'll get up, I'll dust myself down, go and sit under the shower and start humming to myself, and in readiness for Share the Spirit concert in Treasury Gardens in Melbourne, and, you know, congregate with the mob, and we celebrate our survival on that day. And to be together on that day, you stand proud, you stand in an understanding that, and you wish for a better day, that one day non-Indigenous Australia would realise that, wow, we do celebrate our arrival to this country at the expense of original inhabitants here. See, I don't like using traditional owners, because we have never owned country. We are caretakers of country. I don't like, and so when we use certain words that don't explain the true sense of who we are, we are custodians, and we care for country and the laws associated to country and the ancestry associated to country. So that's what I'll be doing on January 26th, not only this year, but years to come, and that's what I've been doing prior, you know. And as a kid, I can't really remember January 26th, because I was just in the twos and throes of being an Aussie back then, you know. And I wasn't educated enough by my family and my people to understand what politics really is. It's only as an adult that you figure out, why am I, you know, sunbathing on a beach, you know, separated from my family with, it was a weird existence when you're in a children's home. Most likely there'll be, a lot of mob listening in, and a lot of allies, and Yeah, don't be frightened to celebrate our existence, the handing down of knowledge, and pay respects to our old people. I'm not meaning elders, I'm talking about ancestry and what really happened when the first fleet got here. Yeah, be reminded that prior to the first fleet, there were other nations who came to this country and understood the laws associated with mobs right across this country, but they didn't plant their flags and tried to conquer this place. They understood. They understood that we had law, we had structure. Yeah, it's an interesting time in this country where things are happening not only here in this country but around the world. But when we start to allow the powers that be to continually annex other countries, it's a sad time. As Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people, we've got to be proud of who we are and what we represent.